Wolverines Freedom Radio, broadcasting all around the world.
Bringing real news, politics, and even conspiracy theories.
Unlike the other guys, we won't silence you.
Join us on the latest updates with William Bernard, Virgil Sprages, Russell Hodd, right now.
Younger audience discretion advised.
Come and listen to Wolverines Freedom Radio, broadcasting now on iHeartRadio, Spreaker Radio, iTunes, Spotify, and Blog Talk Radio, with William Bernard, Virgil Sprages, Russell Hodd on your favorite apps.
There's something happening here.
welcome to Wilderness Freedom Radio on this Monday night. And I tell you what, it's getting so crazy out there. We're still on fire here in New Mexico, but we're surviving. Hey, Russell. Hey, Virgil. How y'all doing?
Doing well this season, thank you. Just hanging out here, enjoying this wonderful Texas summer that's just getting started.
Oh, we've been in the heat.
Oh, yes.
Here.
Oh, yeah. We're getting a piece of it in here in Louisiana, too, brother.
Yeah. Well, I heard you got flooded out, Virgil. Or almost got flooded out.
Well, I'll tell you what, my house is high off the ground, thank God. I don't have a slab on the ground. My house is up on blocks, thank goodness. So, but at least it washed a lot of dead grass and stuff out of the yard.
All right.
It turned
right.
off pretty quick, but it came up pretty quick.
Right. Well, we got some rain up here finally down in Las Vegas where they had that big fire down there. Is Las Vegas, New Mexico, is storming up there. Then another fire just started up in the Streets of Consequences, which is just about an hour from me. We're getting all that smoke over here and everything. So it hasn't been doing me any good with my COPD and everything going on. But I tell you, guys, it's getting so psycho out there. The Democrats are up. I mean, they're ramping everything up as fast as they can. And everything, you know, and I tell you, did we call the shots or did we call the shots on this?
Well, you know, at this point, Kyle, I'm just kind of watching it unwind. We've been putting out what will come for years. You know, nobody still wants to do anything in the investigations or anything.
No.
I mean, you had 2,000 mules come out, and I mean, that's irrefutable evidence in that thing. I mean, just absolutely laid it out pretty much as we did. Irrefutable evidence. And people think something's going to be done about this. I have to
Well, hear, that's like we said.
I happened to hear Christopher Ray on the television today, and they were talking about Jan 6 now, the complete setup of Patriots, Nancy and everybody ended up to their necks. We're talking about.
Oh, they're still not going to do nothing.
Okay, is that what we're going to do, interrupt each other all night?
No, go ahead.
Stop it, Joseph. I told you about that before. Stop interrupting.
You know, they're still coming after those people like they were domestic terrorists, and that fits right in to their agenda in the media cycle. Oh, my God, the media has just completely gone in the crapper, and Fox now right along with them. About the only thing I listen to here in the U.S. nowadays is OAN, which they actually tell both sides of the stories, but it doesn't sound that way because everything coming out right now with the laptop and the election fraud, Ukraine, and the Ukraine did not, that war did not slow down the money laundering. It just kicked it into high gear. And here's my favorite one. It's now being looked into. You know, Joe Biden cracked down on Russia, right? Put personal sanctions on all, you know, the oligarch, the elites there in Russia and stuff like that. All of them with the exception of two Russian billionaires that just happened to be making payments to Hunter Biden. Somehow their names fell through the cracks of that deal. So, I mean, you know, and I don't know what else we can do, Joseph. I don't know what else we can do, Virgil.
I mean,
we've told people, and they just absolutely refuse to stand up. They think they're going to change something with an election. They are just... I mean, our country's ate up with stupid, you know, and it's unraveling and it's coming.
Well, we've said this many times over. You know, the crux ain't going to investigate the crux. I mean, it's deeper than what everybody thinks, how deep this goes. You know.
Well, Russell, I'm gonna use a quote off Yellowstone. I hope the good Lord gave these people a big dick because he sure shorted them on brains.
Right.
Yep.
All right.
That's it. That's it. That was pretty good too, Art. I think we need to take a lot of these folks to the train station.
Oh yes. Oh yes. Oh
right.
Yes. And now
right.
They've come up with the new one. Now they've come up with the new one, Russell. Brother, we are now ultra mega. We have gone from mega to ultra mega.
I
swear. The ultra mega. What's coming up next? Extra deplorable? You know?
Right. Now, I saw that.
You know, where did they come up with all these terms? I mean, I just, you know, if they would spend as much time thinking up, you know, insulting labels for all of us, they would spend half of that time trying to fix problems. You know, things would be a lot different.
That's a lot of us are talking about on Twitter is that, you know, these people don't care. You know, we've tried telling them. Even Marjorie's tried telling them. These people don't care. They'd rather see us dead than to help us with the problems or whatever. That's what they want.
Well,
they live in.
Y'all all heard.
Go ahead, Russell.
It's not a baby food shortage, you know. What's that shit that. You know what? There's literally thousands of that stuff sitting right down here on the border for the illegal.
Oh, yeah, and now they're propaganda. Now they're saying that the Food and Drug Administration had them pull it off the shelves.
Yeah.
Because of some defect at the factory or something.
Yeah.
But we all know better. We all know better. You know. This is all planned out.
And,
we talked about this. This is all planned.
Well, it's like Russell said, you know, it's not really planned out, but it is and it isn't, okay?
Mm-hmm.
At first they try one little thing, okay? And if they get that to work, okay, let's try this. Then let's try that. You know, it's like building steps, you know. And they're just building it. And, you know, we're going to release 1 million barrels a day from the reserve. Okay, that's real fine and dandy. But considering this country uses 10 million barrels a day in fuel, in fossil fuels, 1 million barrels a day, that really ain't doing shit.
Nope.
You know,
well,
and people just look out, you know, you look at the gas prices. The gas prices have not gone down. They're going up. They've gone up.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Almost $6
by midsummer. Well, by midsummer, AAA. By midsummer, AAA is predicting that the average, not the flat price, the average throughout the nation will be $5.50 a gallon. That's the average.
Already that now, Virgil. That's that now over here, almost to that point. Almost that net. Well, $6 a gallon in Albuquerque. You can enjoy it.
Well,
right.
I tell you what, Russell. I had to go put a new set of steps. I had to put a new set of steps on my house. The old steps was they was rotted out. They was sitting on the ground and everything else, and I picked them up off the ground and everything, and I went to Lowe's and got some treated lumber. Okay, I got some 2x12s and some fabricated step 2x12s and some one and a half by six, okay, just to put a pair of steps on my house, just put a set of steps on my house, $565 for that lumber.
Damn.
$565.
Yeah, when you were naming that off, my next question you was going to be, well, can you hit yourself fired after that?
Right.
And I mean, it put a dent in my, but I had to do it because I couldn't take a risk on Susan going ass over tea kettle down them steps, you know, with them giving way, because they were getting in bad shape, and she's having trouble with her back and legs and pinched nerves and everything else, poor thing. I mean, she. I just about got to go to AutoZone and get an auto creeper for her to get out of bed in the morning. You know, it's getting to that point.
Wow. That's about like me.
The funny thing is, they just came on and they were going, inflation is now at 8.5%.
People go, 8.5%.
Ladies and gentlemen, this sounds that low is because what are two of the biggest everyday jobs that Americans buy that are not included in the equation that to figure inflation? Gasoline, food. Now, is that coincidence or what?
Right.
Oh, it's
right now here in Houston, Texas. Gas in Houston, Texas, right here at the motherfucking refinery. $4 to $4.13 a gallon or higher. Diesel everywhere right now in Houston seems to be at about $4.59. I'm sorry, $5.49.
Oh, yes.
I was going to say, $4.69, that's cheap. that's about, for diesel here, is about $5.75 a gallon, I believe, is what it is over to us.
Well, I can tell you right now, it costs me anywhere between $1,200 and $1,300 to fill my tanks up on my Mac. When it used to be roughly $575, $600.
Mm-hmm.
You run it.
Well,
and that's not counting that, brother. That's not counting the DEF, the diesel emission fluid, which is just about as high as the diesel.
Shit. Yeah. Well, that little blue car I got, that little four cylinder. Guess how much it cost to fill it all the way up? We tested it the other day. $50 just to fill it up. And it used to cost me $20 to fill it up.
$107 for my pickup.
I imagine. Yes.
$107. Being able to fill my Jeep up. But now I say fill it up. I generally never let, once it gets down to about a quarter, put gas in it. And it used to cost $35 to fill it up. Now it's $65, you know, $70.
Yeah.
Gentlemen, this has been 18 months. We went from $1.64 a gallon to $4 a gallon in 18 months.
All right. Well, you know, it's like we said. Go ahead.
Nobody, you know, the Friday don't they do, you know, everybody's gone for the weekend, nobody really says to it. So they can't lease it in Alaska.
You're cutting out a little bit, Russell.
They quietly over the weekend with nobody looking, paying attention, you know, the little Friday afternoon day to dump, everybody's already knocking down margaritas and shit when that comes in. They canceled leases in the Gulf of Mexico and Alaska.
Yep.
Of course, it's what they call federal land, but last time I checked and read the Constitution, I think it was pretty specific that the government could not own any real property. Am I incorrect in that?
Oh, no, you're not. Right. You're not incorrect. You see, they always talk about, oh, well, we have 3,000 permits out, and they're not drilling. But what they're not telling people is that because of this Paris Climate Accord, they have so many restrictions and regulations on setting up drilling rigs now on any land that it is just unfeasible.
Mm-hmm.
It's just unfeasible to set up a drilling rig.
Mm-hmm. Well, if they wanted to cripple the United States, this is the way to do it.
Well, you know? they've done it. They've done it, and I'm tired of telling people, you know, that this is going to happen, that's going to happen, and this, that. I'm just sitting back, and I'm just waiting for the toilet to flush, and then everybody's going to go to crying whenever they go to losing all of their stuff.
Yep.
And it's just going to be too late then.
That's
but
already
guess
too late.
What? But guess what? I'm going to be doing good.
Let me tell
I ain't
going to
miss
up.
A lick.
I'm not easy, man. Got to put back what needs to be done.
You're breaking up a little there.
But it was something Virgil said made me think of something. And, I lost it. What were you saying, Virgil?
You know when the toilet flush and everybody goes to losing their stuff and can't find this, can't find that, and they go to crying, help, help, help. Hey, call FEMA, call all them other people that you know, call Black Lives Matter, call Antifa, call AC, you know. AOC and Chuck Schumer and all of them son of a bitches. Call them for help. Don't come see me.
All right.
Well, let me tell you what the next big ugly is. I think we're going to see that real short. And you're going to see the real estate market crash like it crashed this year.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's going to crash and burn like a Hindenburg.
And all these people who went out there and bought these outrageously overpriced homes on a little fucking sixth of an acre. You can't walk between two houses if you're, you know, way over 200 pounds. These outlandish prices. They've gotten bid more. So everybody gets that going. And there's going to be a lot of people in the $250,000 houses that when it crashes, they're going to be worth about.
You're breaking up, Russell.
Lose 30% of their value, and you're going to have people living in what's now an $80,000 house that they paid $280,000 for, and it ain't.
All right, that's true. Well, I was talking to a real estater a couple of days ago because I was thinking about buying some land up here. he said you might want to hold off on that. You know, like he said, the market's fixing to crash. That's what he said.
That's exactly.
Said, now
that's what's in. They're trying to put the country into another depression. They're
mm-hmm.
trying to put the country into another depression. Is what they're
mm-hmm.
and they're going to succeed in doing it. They're going to succeed.
Yeah.
They're doing a pretty damn good job. I mean, give credit
with credit,
too.
Oh, yeah.
Look at all this.
Oh, yeah.
Well, look at all this shit they're throwing at us, and you know, all at one time at us. And it's like, you know, people's hands are tied behind their backs. They're like wondering what to do. And it's like, you know, we've always told them, you got sat too long and waited, you know. Nobody's going to do anything. What's it going to take to sit?
Nobody's
going
to be capable. Nobody's going to be capable to do anything.
Exactly.
They're not going to be capable. When the banks go to repossessing, when the banks go to repossessing automobiles and bass boats
mm-hmm.
and four-wheelers and foreclosing on houses and this, that, and the other, you know, the country is on a hair brink of going into
mm-hmm.
a complete recession, and once that
mm-hmm.
happens, they're going to kick it really into high. You ain't seen nothing yet.
Well, here's something you might want to think about doing, Russell, and I was reading about this yesterday. The banks, speaking of the banks, they're warning people to withdraw their many other accounts because once this recession kicks in, the banks can repossess your money. They can get your money without even knowing about it.
You know,
so you might want to empty your savings account
or something. I can't. That ain't right. That can't be right, man.
Well, you see, what they're going to do, Russell? What they're going to do is that people are going to be so bad off, so unemployed, so far into credit card debt, mortgage debt, automobile debt, whatever, that they're not going to be able, because you see, once you earn an income, that's it. And these idiot motherfuckers, you know, come every April, they run, and they pay money that they work for, and they pay it to the government and whatever, and they're not going to be able to do that anymore. So what they're going to do is they're going to start auditing every swinging dick, and whoever can't pay, hey, if you got a bank account, well, guess what? Big Brother IRS is going to take it from you.
Exactly. Exactly what I read. That's exactly how it read when I was reading that article yesterday on that. I was like,
the
IRS,
because they're back on this. The wealthy aren't paying their fair share. The wealthy aren't paying
mm-hmm.
their fair share, okay? But excluded from the wealthy, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, these Hollywood
mm-hmm.
elites, Bill Gates, George
mm-hmm.
Soros, you know? I mean, all of them, just like these two in Russia that are excluded from all of this confiscation and everything else. You know, I mean, it's just mind-boggling how blind people are to all of this that's going on.
Well, they're trained that way.
You know, I'll file a lawsuit. I'll do this. I'll do that. You can file all the lawsuits you want. They got lawyers too.
Mm-hmm.
And by the time you end up going to court with it, if you go to court, you'll be serving 15 years in jail for stealing a can of refried beans out of Walmart.
Yeah, that's the truth. But I said, well, you know, I don't know, man. You know, go ahead, Russell.
But people don't realize, Virgil just reminded me of it, and I've said this before on this station. These people are literally untouchable.
Mm-hmm.
You have the department, it's the FBI, which if there's one that's probably more corrupt than all of them combined, and you know, I just really don't know what to say. I find it hard to believe that people are so self-absorbed.
Mm-hmm.
Are they in danger, or are they really that fucking stupid about what's going on?
Well, it's just like this abortion leak and things like this at the Supreme Court. This was all arranged as just one big distraction.
Oh, yeah.
Okay? The hell with Hunter Biden's laptop, the hell with gas prices, the hell with inflation. Now we've got the perfect thing to set the libtards and the conservatives at each other's throat. The abortion.
Mass shooting. No, we've got a mass shooting, too. Don't forget that. The mass shootings are coming up.
Oh, yeah, well.
Yeah.
But they said he was used was a semi-automatic weapon. They didn't say it was the evil black rifle.
Yeah.
Okay, they didn't say that. And they're saying that this post and that post, well, Zuckerberg can get into your account and post whatever he wants on there. And all these social medias, they can get up and post whatever they want on there, and they can say you did it. I mean, mm-hmm. right now they've got this this artificial intelligence facial counterfeit stuff, this fake account, and they're putting videos out with other people's faces on them.
Yeah,
you know, and they look just like the real thing.
Yeah. There was actually a senator on Twitter that was talking about that because his account got hacked into and they were doing exactly what he just said. He said it was not him doing any of that.
I mean, what fucking Duck can do is completely irrelevant to anything going on right now. I could care less about Zuckerberg. I hope he dies a slow, miserable death.
Oh,
I've got
ass cancer.
Well, speaking of cancer, I got some good news. I just found out today I don't have lung cancer, so that's a good thing.
Yeah.
I did pop some spores or something in there, but it's not cancerous, but it's what's causing my COPD. And everything, so, but, you know, that's a good thing. Yeah. But I tell you, I don't know, guys. Like I was telling Trent Bodini earlier, our friend that's running for governor up here, I don't see an election. I really don't see it happening. I still don't see it.
They can afford to let because, you know, right? I think they could pull it off this time because the whole world knows Democrats consider right now with the American people. It disappoints the hell out of me that the American people still think they've got a two-party system and Republicans are in.
Right.
That just makes me want to fuck out of somebody when they go.
Right.
Had enough of it. Aren't no good people in the FBI, they would have stood up and done. Not any good people
right.
in the department. Just
right.
The thing that got me was the $40 billion for the Ukraine. You know, and
still,
I mean,
during the war, people are lying in their pockets.
You're breaking up, Russell.
Sorry, go ahead. I kind of got away from my phone there a little bit.
Well, here's the thing. Here's the thing about what I'm going to explain to y'all about the Ukraine. When all of this shit is said and done, okay, you think $40 billion, that ain't going to be a drop in the bucket. Because guess
right.
who's going to move into the Ukraine and come in like the red cape with the big S on their chest, and they're going to redo and rebuild everything. Guess
Biden.
Who?
Biden.
Halliburton.
No bid contract.
Yeah. Right.
You just
blank check.
Did you run? It don't matter what time. Oh, by the way, make sure you kick X and X and X to so and so. And well, you know, just run it to the Ukraine. So they'll handle everything. That's pretty much
right.
You're gonna see every light socket leave out of every hardware store and get sent to Ukraine at $500 a pop.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yep. Including baby formula, like one like Marjorie Green was saying. Look, that's gonna be the next. They're gonna send baby formula down there too.
And boy, I tell you what,
yeah.
The change all got awful quiet, didn't it?
Mm-hmm.
What's that, Russell?
I said the news coverage on Ukraine got pretty quiet, but you know, they needed a bigger distraction. That wasn't working, so you know, you have this leak come out, the SCOTUS, and you know, I mean, this stuff is so scripted. And you see people losing their
minds. Oh, yeah.
You know what really amazes me is we went from it's for the good of all. Everyone must take the shot. It must be mandated. You will take the vaccine or you won't be able to do this and da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. We went from that to my body, my choice, in about 0.2 fucking seconds.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Well, yes. Yeah. Well, also, Russell, all of a sudden now we have two genders again. We have two genders. We have male and female. What happened to all them other genders?
Yeah.
You know?
See what happens when they put abortion in there all of a sudden they know
well,
what
it will
do.
Yeah, oh, it's a big distraction. It's a big distraction. My
yeah.
body, my choice. Oh, you don't want abortion because of toxic masculinity. That's another
right.
term that's got me fucked up. You want me to define toxic? You want me to define toxic masculinity? Who came up with that? Do y'all actually know who came up with that?
No,
it was invented. Okay, it was invented by ugly bitches that nobody wants to fuck.
Oh, like the ones that are going on sex strikes?
Yeah. It was invented by bitches that nobody wants to fuck. That's where toxic masculinity came from.
I have a question. Why is it, I even noticed that out here because these weirdos are protesting here in Berlin. How come they're always so fat and ugly? Looks like they were born backwards somewhere.
I have no idea. Every one of them I've seen scream toxic masculinity. If you wanted
mm-hmm.
to fuck them, you got to roll them in flour and look for the wet spot.
I drink about 4 bottles of tequila and 2 shots of vodka.
They were so ugly when they was a kid. They had to tie a pole shot around the bitch neck and get the dog to play with it.
Yep.
yep. Oh,
that's if the fat bitch didn't eat it first.
Hey, guys, I got a request from Cheryl Baldini. I thought I'd talk to you guys about this. There's a lady running for, she's a libertarian, but she's planning to, but she's actually a liberal. The parent wants to know if we can put her on the show and torture her to death.
Well,
make
I'll
a,
tell
make
you
a
what.
Fool out of her.
I tell you what, the only one they ever had, the only one they ever had in the past 20 years, that was a member of the Democratic Party that had any liquor sense, any sign of any liquor sense, and more than two brain cells to rub together, was Tabby Gafford.
Mm-hmm.
And it's sort of crazy over her, and I'm like, y'all need to just like crack pipe. That woman is inherently.
What's that, Russell? You cut out.
I said that woman is inherently evil. There is nothing good about her. I'm telling you. I can't say exactly what or why, but man, she makes the hairs on the back of my neck stand up, not in a good way.
Right.
Well, I know this. I know Nancy Pelosi had the red ass at her. She gave Nancy Pelosi a real bad case of the red ass.
I think the Democrats are actually getting tired of all bullshit too, you know, from what I've seen. So, I don't know, I mean, it's just this.
I mean, it's like this chief of police down in Baton Rouge. Okay, he went up to Washington to talk about crime and trying to get money for the police department and this, that, and the other. Okay, so here we have the most incompetent chief of police in the state of Louisiana history,
mm-hmm.
who has an inferiority complex along with an inflated ego, and he's going to talk to a president that can't put together a coherent sentence and who shits in his pants by the hour. Okay, people of Baton Rouge, let me tell you something. Whatever God you pray to, I'd start praying to him right about now and getting your Mad Max costumes out and start watching Purge as a training film.
Yeah. No.
Well, you know, well, yeah. That's like we had, there's done a few shows back, and you know, I was supposed to be, you know, big militia leader and da-da-da, all this kind of stuff. And he was still sitting there saying, oh, yeah, man, Americans are waking up. They're going to come together, and we're going to fix it. And I'm like, dude, what planet are you from? The American people are the pussies, right? Few of his toxic nails, you know, and I wear that as a badge of honor, okay? Boo, you know. And from the beginning, we talked about this in the past, and I think one of the first few shows we all did together was we went through there. Basically went step by step, how they brainwashing children, da-da-da, the indoctrinated, a.k.a. public school, college, all that. And if you've been around long enough, you take a look at where we were in the 70s, you know, growing up in the 70s, years in the 70s, early 80s. And look at these motherfuckers coming out now. And
mm-hmm.
Man, they have been successful beyond their wildest dreams, Virgil. They have been successful beyond their wildest dreams because they have turned the American male into one of the whiniest, loosest sacks of shit that you could ever possibly produce.
Oh yes. I've listened to my nephew and his friends and his bros, you know, and all of them that's getting out of the Marine Corps, and they just thanking God that is finally over with, because from what they telling me, there ain't no more Marines. From what they're telling me, they're just a bunch of overglorified sailors with two asses. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, that's basically what the Marine Corps is coming up with. I mean, you know, it's basically coming down to you got to give courtesy time for them to take their curlers out of their hair and check their lipstick mm-hmm. before they fall out in the morning to go to PT. And if they don't feel like going to PT, well, they just don't go. I don't feel like it. I'm emotionally stressed.
Yeah. Well, Conley called that shot. If you remember, she talked about that not too long ago.
Yeah. And
Hey, gentlemen. I apologize. I just had something come up, and I got to blow out of here. We'll talk
all
about
right,
it.
Yep.
I guess we'll be Saturday night or Thursday night. Let me know. Everybody be safe out there. And please, take time. If you're not hearing us tonight, listen back over to some of the old podcasts. We have been right on, ladies and gentlemen. I'm telling you right now, it's fixing to get ugly beyond anybody's wildest dream, and I don't think Virgil is very far off with his Mad Max analogy.
Right.
So, good night, America, and this is Johnny out.
All righty.
We'll catch you tomorrow night, brother. Virgil, you want to
catch
you
tomorrow night, brother? Nah, we can keep on going. I need to give a shout out to my ladies out in Colorado, Miss Courtney Hennessy and Nikki Curran. They're getting it together out there. My homegirl Nikki, you know, she moved up to Colorado.
Huh? Is that the one you wanted me to send the link to?
Yeah, Courtney. Courtney, she listens to our show, you know, all the best gals, you know, they're cool people, you know, they're partners, you know, mm-hmm. so to speak, but they're cool people, and their hearts are in the right place, their heads are in the right place, and
right.
they're trying to make a go of it out there, they're trying to restart their lives. And they're doing pretty good, you know, setbacks because
uh-huh.
of that windstorm that came through there and tore the greenhouse down and things
yeah.
like that. But they're getting back up on their feet. They're getting.
Well, that's good.
You know,
what part of Colorado?
Shit, the hell if I know.
Somewhere
around Aspen.
I was gonna say my brother-in-law is just there in Lafayette, maybe. They can go out there and give them some help and everything. So
you know, they were kind of frustrated that the campground and the parks kind of shut down, so they
mm-hmm.
had to go find this place. You know, they hoped they wasn't trespassing or anything. You know, that the Duttons didn't come over there and run them off.
Right.
But,
I tell you, it's getting bad everywhere with these winds and fires. You know, fires and everything and.
That's just bad land management. I mean, they want to say it's federal. They want to say it's federal land. Well, when you got property, you got to maintain that property. You know, you can't divert funds because these people came over the border and they need this and they need that. You got to manage. You got to manage it. You know.
Right. What I want to know is,
you know, with all these high fuel prices and everything, well, the more you pay at the pump, the more taxes you pay. You know, where's all this money going? Where's all the sales tax money going for all of these, this jacked up? You know, it's based on percentage. It's based on percentage. You know where it's, you know where it's going? It's going to fund this illegal immigration. Where do you think they're getting all this money for the housing and the busing and the food stamp cards and the medical treatment and everything else?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, true. I agree with you on that.
You know, it's called cooking the books, people. It's called cooking the books.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just like years ago. I've used this as an example years ago. Okay? If you got slush funds or illegal activity going on that you're spending money, you know, tax money on, public tax money, and you want to cover it up, well, it's easy. You say you're paying $30,000 for a toilet seat and $20,000 for a hammer and $7,000 for a coffee pot that's going on a B-52 bomber.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and this.
That's right. You know, but I think these fires that they're doing here, I think these are set on purpose by, BLM, land management. Like they did with LaVoy's ranch. Remember what they did to him?
The thing is, they're doing all of this, and they're setting this up, and they're going to let these fires burn all this brush and kill everything. And then when the weather starts changing, when the equinox starts changing, boy, that's a big word for me. When the equinox starts changing and the earth tilts, and you have this brief period between fall and winter, summer and fall, to where you don't get ice and snow, you get rain. And what does rain do when you don't have brush to hold the soil? You get mudslides. It's going to flood everything. It's going to get mudslides.
Yep. That's what they were saying yesterday on the news about that rain thing you were just talking about,
You're going to get massive erosion. Massive erosion.
That's going to take years and years for everything to go back, if it grows back.
You see, and you think, well, why can't they catch these people? Why can't they catch these people setting these fires? Well, look on your internet, and you'll see these really powerful laser pointers, and they point them at a piece of paper or whatever, and they hit that switch, and it sets that paper on fire.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and it doesn't take much. You know, you take a dry Christmas tree and you strike a match to it, and watch how fast that thing will go up.
Oh, yeah.
Watch how fast that thing will go up.
It's like out here in New Mexico, it's so dry, even flicking a cigarette will cause a big old, inferno.
Oh, yes, I know. I see it all the time. I see it all the time on the highway, setting the mediums on fire and stuff. We're throwing cigarettes out the cars and trucks. I see it all the time.
Oh, yeah. So, but I tell you, I don't know, brother.
You're fixing to have more dry weather come up, because we just got an advisory on the news today that African dust is headed toward the United States.
Yeah,
African dust.
I saw that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I got the same alert. I was wondering what that was about. And everything. There was, and there's a dry heat. There was a dry heat coming along with it too as well. So I don't know. I think it's God's wrath coming down on us. What do you think?
Oh well, I'm looking at it like this. If this is going to be something else. Like you said, I don't see these elections coming. They're already talking about the pandemic expanding. They're going to give the World Health Organization authority to dictate policies and everything for when pandemics come around and all of this. So I'm looking at the blue helmets. They're going to be coming. They're going to be coming in sooner than what you think.
Oh yeah,
they're going to be coming in sooner than what you think.
I'm glad you brought that up because I wanted to talk about that because you know I've been reading about all that and everything, and you know it's scary. Well, May 22nd is when they're supposed to do it. Remember, and I told you guys last month about this, and nobody believed me. I thought I was bullshitting.
You can look. Fauci's back up. He's been coming back on TV gradually, talking about this, talking about that. Other people. I read one guy got his seventh booster shot of the vaccine. You know, and all I got to say to him is let us know when your asshole turns inside out and starts talking to you. You know?
Right. Yeah, I've been seeing a lot of that, too. But I tell you, we said all the bullshit was going to hit us at one time, and here it is. You know, it's being thrown at us. You know? I'm just bracing myself because I know what's coming. You know? But I finally ordered a generator, by the way. So it should be getting here in about 5 days. And stuff.
Who you ordered it from?
I got it from Aaron Reynolds. So, I'll send you the info on it. You can tell me if I got the right one. But it's supposed to power the entire house. You're supposed to, you know, it can convert it to where it can power your entire house.
How many watts?
4,500 watts, I believe.
That ain't going well. Okay. Maybe something small as yours that'll power it.
Yeah. Well, it won't power all the house, but it'll power half of it. You know? You know what I'm saying? But I'm only paying $115 a month, so I can't complain on that.
Yeah.
And it converts to propane and gas, regular gas, too.
Okay.
But I'll send you the info on that. But I tell you, yeah, me and Carrie Bodini were talking earlier. She just loves you, Orville. She just wanted me to tell you that. Karen, our friend running for governor, the Indian lady. We were talking today and everything, and she's looking good. They threw in a liberal that's running for libertarian against her. And everything, and I'm just laughing because they're doing all that can to stop her. They just killing right and left, you know.
Well,
but she told me to tell you hi and everything.
Well,
and,
hello back, Karen.
So I know she's listening, so she told me she was listening.
Oh yeah.
So, but I tell you, you know, I don't know, brother. I don't know. I just think it's going in a bad way, you know. That's how I'm seeing it right
now. Well,
it's
already in a bad way. It's already in a bad way. We warned everybody. There's nothing more we can do. Nothing more we can do.
Right. Well, that's like Uncle said. We're at the point of no return. Too late now.
Yeah, we're just gonna have to let it crash. We're just gonna have to let it crash.
Yep. That's the only way. But I don't think we can ever fix it, though. It's going to take a long time. But
it's going to take forever to fix it.
Oh, yeah. But I tell you, But if you want, we'll come on tomorrow night, and we'll see what it pops up and talk about tomorrow night and everything. And if you want, I can bring Karen on the show and talk to her again, and Matt McGregor. He's looking really good there in Atlanta. So I think he's going to be
That's good.
So he was endorsed by Trump, and I was surprised by that. But he's looking good. So, all right, well, we'll go ahead and close off, and we'll be back here tomorrow night. We'll just have to see what's going to happen, brother.
Okay.
You know? All right.
All right, Russell. And, Russell, if you're still listening, have fun with that midget hooker, man.
All right. All right, brothers. We'll see y'all soon. Talk to y'all later.
All righty, my man. Good night, Jesse.
Join us Monday, Tuesday, Thursday at 7 to 9 Mountain Central Time. Follow us on YouTube, Spotify, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, and all podcast platforms. Let's go, Brandon.
With another man. Now I'm doing 99. At a prison down.